When we think of the offerings of our local library, we might be excused for thinking about things like books, videos, CDs, reading rooms, school holiday programs and so forth, but the needs of library patrons are actually changing quite dramatically. And that's the focus of a visiting scholar to Charles Sturt University from the University of North Carolina, Professor Beth Waller, who joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Beth.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for sharing some time with us this afternoon to talk about a very interesting topic, and that's the changing needs of library patrons. You've been exploring these needs, and there are now psychological needs. What are you identifying there?
Yes, so a lot of the needs that have really grown in public library patron populations over the last decade, and especially over these last few years since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, are things like mental health needs, substance use-related needs, and poverty-related needs like housing instability, food insecurity, or other kinds of poverty-related needs.
Now, should this be the role of libraries to satisfy these other societal pressures?
So it's not the role of the library to actually meet these needs, but the library really serves as a connector of people to resources and information. And the library really sees the whole public and all kinds of people from all walks of life. And so they have a large number of people who are already patrons of the library who have these kinds of challenges. And so where the library can help is making sure that they are trained to work with people who have these challenges, to know what resources are available, and to help make those connections between people and the other kinds of resources that can help them.
So I guess in that way, the changing role of the, let's say, the library is more like a community service hub then, by the sounds of things.
Yes, definitely. I think people still mistakenly think that libraries are really focused on books and reading, and that is still part of what they do and part of the service they provide. But libraries really are serving as community centers and community hubs that provide so many additional services that a lot of times people in the general public aren't aware of.
So what's forced this change, do you think, Beth? Has the profile of the library patron changed, or is it just about the external influences on those patrons?
So it's really about our communities and our structures, and we've seen a reduction across the world in the social safety net that's there to support people in all of our communities with these kinds of challenges and needs. And so we're just seeing that more and more people have these needs that aren't being met anywhere else in the community. And that, you know, that's why they're coming into their library.
So what are the implications for training people to work in these spaces? Do we need to retrain our library workers, or are we bringing different types of people into that space?
I think it's both. You know, sometimes it's about changing the way we're training people who are working in libraries and other public spaces to make sure that they are informed about the kinds of needs that are present in their community, the kinds of services that exist, where there are gaps in services. So sometimes it is about training, about how to work with people who have these kinds of needs and challenges. Other times it's about linking people with the right tool for the job, for example. And so it's about bringing in other community partners. Libraries are really well poised and they already collaborate with lots of other people in their own local communities. And so sometimes it's about helping libraries build these collaborations with social workers or with other social service organizations that are in their local communities to be able to provide those more intensive services that people may need.
So this sounds like the whole environment changing, really, not just in terms of the services, but the physical space now required to provide those services you're talking about, Beth.
Yes, so some libraries are not structured very well for this, depending on when they were built or how they're laid out. Yes, the physical environment of libraries are often changing to have private meeting spaces. Even small libraries are sometimes now adding little pods or kind of soundproof little rooms where people can go and have private conversations with another organization that's coming in that space. Or in some places, we're seeing libraries actually embed telehealth or you know, different places so that people can privately have a conversation with a mental health provider or a doctor or someone else that they're having trouble accessing physically in their community. They can use the library space for that.
Hmm. So these kinds of services, how do they work? I mean, do you need to book an appointment with a counselor as you're checking out your takeaways?
Yeah, it depends on the library. They're structured differently in different communities and different libraries. But in some places, there's an actual live person in the library that can be there if somebody has a question and then can actually help somebody use the telehealth equipment or, you know, link that person to a provider. And in other places, yes, the library is actually calling their local library, and the library, some staff person or library professional helps schedule them with a service provider that's going to come into the space. So it's structured differently depending on the community and on the library and which partners are there.
By the sounds of things, Beth, this change or evolution in the role of libraries is actually not notional. It's in place.
So it's growing. It's growing actually internationally across the world. You know, one of the areas I work in is social work in libraries, and we are seeing more and more libraries that are actually hiring social workers to be full-time employees in the library, and then those social workers are helping to link people to services. And so we have a growing number of libraries in the U.S. and Canada and here in Australia and then in New Zealand that are adding social work or other kinds of professionals actually to the physical library space to meet some of these needs. So it's happening globally.
Beth, you're touring Australia. You're here as a guest of Charles Sturt University, but also visiting other universities and workplaces, I imagine. Are you here to talk about the way that this is operating in other countries?
So I'm here for a couple of reasons. One has been to learn from what's happening here. There are a lot of libraries in Australia that are addressing health and wellness through library services and programming. And so part of my trip here has been to learn from some of the things that are happening here. You also have a known social work and libraries interdisciplinary collaboration and research team that's here at Charles Sturt University, which is part of why I'm here, is to meet with them and learn from what they're doing. And then also to share some of what's happening around the world with people here. So I've been doing a number of training sessions and seminars on what we call trauma-informed librarianship and on social work in the library. So it's been a two-way, hopefully a mutually beneficial trip where I've been learning from everything here and then also sharing some of my own research and work with the folks here.
Well, the role of social workers in the library is probably not something that many people have thought about, certainly in the general community. But thank you for bringing that to life for us this afternoon and providing us with a very illuminating conversation, Beth.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you.
It's been a pleasure. That's Professor Beth Waller, who is a visiting scholar to Charles Sturt University from the University of North Carolina, and talking about the role of, social workers and other support services in the library system. This is Community Drive on 2MCE FM.